This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time.
Welcome back, investors. It's time to return to the idea of the small caps. In the past, I've talked about small cap value stocks several times, including the small cap banks. But now, obviously, large cap growth stocks are in favor. They're dominating this market. That's why the S&P and the Dow Industrials are performing so well this year. But historically, the small cap value stocks have been the best stock market performers. I know it's hard to believe when you see what's going on. So how badly are the small cap values stocks underperforming? Pretty badly, actually. The iShares Russell 2000 Value ETF, and that has a ticker IWN, is down 1% year to date. Yes, even though everything else is soaring, it's actually in the negative. And we can compare that even to the small cap growth ETF, which has the ticker IWO. That one is up 9.3%. So that's a swing among the small cap growth and the small cap value of over 10%. And then if you compare them just even to some of the larger caps like the S&P 500, that index is up year to date 10.6%. So if we're down 1%, that's up 10.6. That's even more painful. Yes, I'm sorry I have to point these things out. But on the brighter side, that means that the small cap value stocks have gone on sale. So instead of whining about it and complaining that small cap is lagging, we should really be taking advantage of it. This underperformance means that there are more attractive valuations in small cap value. And there's nothing like cheap stocks to get the blood boiling for those of us who are value investors. So I do consider this to be kind of an exciting time for value investors for this reason. So I concocted a screen with a market cap of under $1 billion. And I know that some people go up to 1.5 or even sometimes 2 billion for small caps, but I decided to keep it under a billion. So these are pretty small caps. And they have a PE of under 15, which is what I normally use to search for value. And then I threw in a price to sales ratio too of under 1, which is my key metric of looking for value. And then I also put a Zacks rank of 1 or 2 to get those rising earnings estimates. Now, I thought this would be way too narrow because that's a lot of different fundamental screeners in one screen, especially when you include ranks 1 or 2, which isn't that big of a universe. And then these have 2 value fundamentals in there, but it did give me 15 stocks. And I did think as I was preparing this, that still might be too narrow. And then I might need to expand it by taking out the price to sales ratio. But I actually did find 5 stocks among the 15 that were very intriguing and interesting. So most of these, I doubt any of you have ever heard of any of them because I hadn't heard of numerous of them. I had to look up what they did and kind of what was going on with them. But that's the nature of small cap stocks, is that they are kind of hidden. And especially with the value stocks on the small cap side, because that means the market is truly ignoring them. The market ignores all value stocks. That's why they become values. But with the small caps, it's even more so. And then especially this year with the dominance of the large cap and all the focus being on the large cap companies, these small cap value stocks are really getting lost in the shuffle. So let's dive right into what they are and why they're a value and their interesting stories. So the first stock is called Town Square Media. Its ticker is TSQ, and this is among the smaller of the stocks of these 5. They only have a market cap of $193 million. Their PE is cheap. It's under 10 at 9.6. They have a price-to-sales ratio of just 0.4, and they are a media, entertainment, and digital marketing solutions company. That's what their website says. But they own 312 radio stations, and they have 325 local websites in 66 markets. So you can see where the digital media side comes. They also handle music festivals and unique entertainment fests. Like if your town has like a craft beer fest, they will be sponsors of some of those bigger events in the bigger cities. So they have quite a different type of business here. But their earnings are expected to grow about 6% this year and another 13, almost 14% next year. So they got nice little earnings growth there. And like I said, they're cheap. So if you're looking for a digital marketing or media side type business that's in the small cap that is a value, then Town Square is one you should be looking at. Okay, number two stock is Ultra Clean Holdings. UCTT is the ticker. And many of you know this stock already because they're in the semiconductor side. They develop critical systems and subsystems for the semiconductor and flat panel industries. Yes, that's off their website too. So semiconductors have been hot. They've been in the news. The stock is up already this year, but because their earnings are also up, they have a real decent valuations here. Their market cap is $736 million. They have a PE of 12 and a price to sales ratio right on the edge of just under one at 0.98. But total revenues last quarter were up 75% year over year. So you can see how hot the semis area really is, and Ultra Clean is a way to play it. The ticker there again is UCTT. Number three stock is called Stone Ridge. I had not heard of this one, but they are in the auto sector. So they are making highly engineered electrical and electronic components for, like I said, the auto sector, the medium and heavy duty truck sector, agriculture, and off-highway vehicles. So these are electronic control units, driver information systems, sensors, tracking devices. This is all stuff that's kind of, you might say, mundane, but it's going to be on the cutting edge as we try to go to self-driving cars and these kinds of things where we have to track the automobile and what it's doing and what its systems are doing. So they have a market cap of $478 million. Their PE is 11.5, so that's real cheap. And their price to sales ratio is just 0.6. So there's not much growth in earnings expected this year. It's a little bit flat and a little bit more next year. But given how cheap they are, this is an interesting value play in the auto market where you're not just buying the automakers. You're buying these real specialized components that go into the cars. So this is a cutting edge area that we're definitely going to want to watch going forward. Our number four stock is, of course, a home builder. Did you really think I wasn't going to put one on here? Of course I am. A lot of the home builder stocks that we've talked about already, like KB Home and Pulte, are on the bigger side. Those are the big guys in the market. But this home builder, MI Homes is its name. They're based in Ohio in Columbus. Their ticker is MHO. And in the second quarter, they saw revenue up 14% to a second quarter record. That record was $457 million. They had a record on the number of homes delivered. It was 1,211 in the quarter. Those home deliveries were up 16%. Their new contracts also were at a record level for a second quarter, up 3% to 1,400. And they have a backlog of about almost $1 billion now. It's $909 million. And they're opening up, you know, numerous new communities because the demand is really out there for new homes. So this is one to watch on the home builder side if you want to go on the smaller side. Their market cap is just $644 million. They're real cheap, like all the home builders. Their PE is 8.4, and they have a price to sales of 0.4. So again, if you're looking for the smaller type of home builder, then MI Homes is one you should also be watching. And our fifth stock today is one that's also very interesting. It's called Zag Inc., Z-A-G-G, and the ticker is also the same thing, Z-A-G-G. They have a market cap of $285 million. They are a global mobile lifestyle company. Their PE is 12.5, so it's cheap. Their price to sales is just 0.6, but they are in areas that you know about, but you don't know you're using their product. They make screen protection, mobile keyboards, and power management. A lot of their products are sold at all the stores you know, Best Buy, Target, Walgreens, Amazon.com. You can also buy it on their website. They make the Mophie, which is the number one selling battery case for the mobile phone. I went on their website and I was looking around. So they have some interesting technology over there on their website. And in their second quarter report, sales were up 15%. And in the first half of the year, the first 6 months, the net sales were an all-time record. Earnings are expected to grow 172% this year, with sales up 21%. So they're doing something right in that mobile category. So if you're interested in that, they're on both Android and iPhone. So this is an area that's pretty hot, like I said, but the stock is cheap as those earnings are growing. So I like this area a lot. Now, remember, when I'm giving out all these companies, to always go and do your own research like I had to do. I had to go figure out what they did, what the sales were like, check their fundamentals always with small caps with any company, you know, see what their cash flow is like, how much debt do they have, things like that. Those are always good components to look in any investment. And remember that small caps are riskier. The businesses aren't quite as stable as the large cap. They're not the sure thing like a 3M. That has made post-it notes for the last like 30 years or something like that. These are new technologies a lot of times. They're breaking through in newer areas where they may or may not have some kind of moat. So that's what makes the small caps riskier, but also more exciting. And that's where it can take, you know, we can get some of these big gains that you don't get in the large caps, whose story is kind of known. We kind of know what those big cap companies are going to grow like, but we don't always know that the zag of the world is going to see earnings growth of 172% year over year. So that's why I like the small caps. It does take a strong stomach to buy a bunch of these small cap stocks. So buying only one or two probably isn't a good move unless you really like the volatility, because the small caps tend to be more volatile. And as I said, they are riskier because they don't have the moats and the dominant position usually. So it takes a little more guts to buy them. And one or two of these is probably not going to give you enough diversity in your portfolio. So that's why so many do opt to buy the small cap ETFs instead, because then you can get a basket of all of these stocks. You're not going to get the rewards as great, the big gains, but you're also not going to get as big of the downside. If, for instance, one of these companies were to have a competitor come into the space, or their technology just goes out of fashion, it's no longer in, or any of these things where you can see a really big sell-off. So I've talked about the small cap ETFs on other episodes of this podcast, and I'm going to do it again on another upcoming episode, because that is a good way to buy the small cap value. But if you like investing in individual stocks, it is really intriguing to look at some of these names and think of what the possibilities could be out there 3 to 5 years from now with some of them, if things go according to plan. So let's cover again what the stocks are in case you're interested in getting into some of these small caps, as I know many of you are. So the first stock was Town Square Media, TSQ. The second one was Ultra Clean Holdings, UCTT. The third one was Stone Ridge. That was the auto guys, and that's SRI. Then we had MI Homes, MHO as the home builder. And then finally, we had Zag, which is ZAGG. So be sure to tune in to all of our podcasts here on the Value Investor Podcast, because we share a lot of information about how to find the value stocks and what's going on in the world of value. And you can check out that ETF episode. I believe it was from March 2017. If you're scrolling down on the Apple Podcast page, or you're on SoundCloud and you're trying to find it, you can find it in March 2017. And I'll also put a link to it in our article, so you can click on there. And I'm going to cover them in the next couple of weeks once earnings season runs down here. And I'll have even more information about value stocks then. So I'll see you then.